Hello everyone, it's time for more Tales from the Gamerverse with Uncle Lawrence. Have I ever told you the tragic tale of Ashura's Wrath? This game is so good and very, very tragically overlooked, and there's a whole context to that. There's ways in which it makes sense, there's ways in which it doesn't, and really what we're left with is a great game that went underappreciated. And we can learn from that, because wouldn't you know it, these same behavior patterns are happening right now, and we're in danger of overlooking another great game that came out right now. Yes, I'm talking about Suicide Squad, so if you just want to hate that game, I can't prevent you from doing it, fine, but hear me out, because there's something of value here, and it'd be a shame if we missed it. Now to kick off with Ashura's Wrath. So this game is awesome. Made by CyberConnect 2, published by Capcom, and it rules so hard. I forgot about this part. Now here's the problem. This game rules, and people aren't making brave games like this anymore. But it is also very, very easy to dismiss as an interactive movie game, because it kinda is, but there's actually way more going on there. Essentially, the game has a couple modes. You know, you have your interactive movie with QTE prompts. We've seen those before, and they were not very fashionable in 2012. It's also got kind of arena combat that's not that interesting, but it does have big, ridiculous boss fights. We're talking Dark Souls-level bosses with intricate patterns. You have to abuse your iframes on dodges to try to get in and do damage. It's actually some real gamer stuff, but I don't think a lot of people made it that far. Regardless, the game itself is extremely bombastic in its storytelling and its scope. The story itself is pretty straightforward, but, you know, it's well told, which is more than a lot of games of that era. Not only are the boss fights, like, mechanically complete and pretty gamer for the time, really, they also managed to find really, really clever twists with the QTE mechanics. That's right, those little button presses, they managed to make that a really cool moment, one of the best and most effective in all of games that I've seen, to be honest. And it might actually be my favorite QTE of all time, which is really impressive because it takes the crown away from the end of Ace Combat Assault Horizon when you press a button to fist pump in victory. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Point is, there was a lot of value to this game, and it tragically went underappreciated. Yeah. It's interesting because we're far enough away from 2012 now to appreciate that all the trends going on at that time made this game in particular extremely unfashionable. And there's, you know what, there's some reasons for that that I can understand. We'll get to the DLC in a second. First of all, it was just not the kind of game that anybody, at least in the United States, was looking to for the future of gaming in 2012. This was, you know, a post-Mass Effect world, and here comes this rigidly non-interactive, story-based anime game with a bunch of punching and screaming. It seemed to represent the past so much in an era when everyone was looking forward to the kinds of interactive stories that you'd be able to experience. That was just the hyper trend at the time. So at the surface, you have this interactive movie game with some baby button presses. Really easy to write off. And then there's the DLC, which is probably the most tragic thing considering how history has gone. So Capcom was not a favorite at the time for a lot of reasons. I remember the on-disc characters getting locked as DLC was a huge problem with people. And I get it. In the early 2010s, everyone was very, very paranoid about DLC. On its surface, it seemed like Ashura's case, or I should say Ashura, that's how they pronounce it in the game. Ashura's Wrath seemed like the worst case scenario because the true ending, and they called it that in the game, was locked behind a DLC purchase. It sounds like the worst thing on paper, right? Cutting off the actual ending of the game and forcing people to buy it. It sounds exploitative. That's one way to think about it. Another way is that Ashura's Wrath is awesome enough that if it costs $70 at the time with the DLC included for the full game, that should have been fine. But, you know, no one really thought about it that way then. They certainly don't think about it that way now. It's more the gall of the extra purchase versus thinking that this game maybe just costs a little more than retail. And I'm sure at the time, Capcom was just desperate for a way to get games like that to earn their money. So if selling DLC was how they did it, this kind of gets to my point. I wish people had been a little more open-minded, but I get why they weren't. Because both of those factors combined, the extreme ease at which it was to write that game off entirely, and then also the gall of them selling the actual ending as an extra purchase, that combined was like, no, this is not what we want, not at all. But again, the tragedy is it's actually awesome. It's really, really incredible. As a game, there's a lot of effort put into there. It's extremely soulful, is the term these days. It's super well made, and I guess what bums me out in retrospect is that it's genuinely experimental with even the sheer format of video games. Why can't video games be an interactive movie and then also a really hard boss fight? I mean, this happens, you know, your walking sims are distillations of that. But they even added two DLC anime episodes to fill in the gaps that were produced by Studio IG. A full-on anime as downloadable content with a light button prompt layer on top? Why can't we do that more? That's awesome.
So Ashura's Wrath was kind of the victim of a couple of different circumstances, some of which was just the times. Everyone wrote it off and never looked back. So it kind of just became this cult classic that only people with the real sight saw. Okay, now's your chance to have the real site. Now's your chance to be a gamer select. The exact same thing is happening right now with Suicide Squad. How do I know? Because everyone's mad about stuff that's not even in the game. I can't tell you how many comments I've read from people that are exhausted with games of service and just hate it for that reason. Hey buddy, same. I hate that stuff. I had written off Suicide Squad for that very reason. Here's the thing. Suicide Squad is not games of service. Yet. Yeah, it's coming. They've announced it. And, you know, in an Asura's Wrath way, the ending is kind of cheeky about leaning into further expansions, further purchases down the road, and that doesn't always leave a great flavor in the mouth. But what you get right now is a full game experience. It took me 12 to 15 hours just in the main story. I have a lot of side stuff to do, not to mention playing around with the other characters a lot, but I got my money's worth. I wasn't nagged about purchases. I wasn't prodded and poked into buying a battle pass. Again, yet. But isn't it kind of silly to judge a game for something it hasn't even become? And they haven't even told you it's going to be. We're all just afraid that that's where it's going, so we assume that that's what it already is, and then we get mad. But here's the problem. Suicide Squad, like I said, it's actually a really good game in a fairly value-appropriate package. Now, you're not getting something as ridiculous as Grand Theft Auto, or even something like Witcher 3 or Cyberpunk 2077, Baldur's Gate 3. These games massively over-deliver. I think this game still does, even at $70. But other people's tastes run a little more lean. That's fine. You still get a lot of content for the purchase price. I don't mean for this to be like a mini-review, but as someone who's played a lot of these games, this has some of the highest quality and well-written cutscenes in all of gaming. Incredible music, great performances from all the actors. Just mechanically, the game really blew me away with a really technical system that I can see spiritually extrapolates out Arkham's combo-focused melee combat to something that involves ranged attacks and traversal attack. It's got online drop-in, drop-out, co-op, you can change your specs around at any time, unlockable costumes, Riddler shit all over the place. I mean, yeah, there's costumes to buy. But the thing is, again, the game that you get right now that you pay your money for, it doesn't beg you at all for money. The game as service aspect does not change the way the game plays so much. The loot layer, you could kind of read something into that, but the loot layer is honestly pretty light too. So it's the same behavior that I remember seeing back with Asura's Wrath. A lot of people very vocally declaring what kind of game it was and how they hate that kind. You can hate that kind, but you need to be sure that you're actually labeling things properly. Asura's Wrath is so much more than a QTE interactive movie game, even though it's an interactive movie game. But in the same way, Suicide Squad is so much more than a soulless games of service looter shooter, even though it will eventually be a game of service looter shooter. Regardless, it would just be a great shame if the very people who would really enjoy this game have been convinced that it's something it's not, and then miss out of it because of it. Now, it really sounds like it. I'll say this, I'm not getting paid by Warner, okay? I had to fish a stale Belgian waffle out of the back of the fridge for breakfast. It was pretty good, though. Like I said before, I was as completely tuned out of this game as anyone else was before it actually launched, but then it came out, and out of faith, out of respect for Rocksteady's pedigree, I was like, well, I gotta try it. These devs are really, really good. And I was converted because it's just that good. I have to admit, Rocksteady did really great work. A lot better than I thought they could do given this format. And I just hate to see great work go underappreciated. But I'm not trying to convince you to play the game. Just to look at it with your own eyes and make up your own mind. That's it. If you want to be smart about it, and this is always the right call, wait a year. You know, if they do follow through on the games of service aspect, then all that content will get patched into the game. You'll get to pick it up for $20 or something. And it'll be in a better state then. No harm, no foul, and Warner's probably not hurting for the money right now. Okay, I tried my best. Let's say you just love to hate Suicide Squad too much. Too doubled down on your opinions. That's fine. Let me tempt you with another potential narrative for salvation. Exo Primal, back on the Capcom kick. This game was great, and a lot of people just waved it off because it seemed like a games as service multiplayer shooter, but there's a lot more going on there. This game is actually really cool and fairly experimental inside of the PvEvP genre that is just kind of starting to kick up a little bit. Now, again, I think it's easy to look at this game and write it off as a multiplayer games as service garbo pile, and it's got that, you know, it's got a battle pass, it's got unlockables, but Exo Primal is the first multiplayer game I've played in a while where just playing the damn game is fun. I don't need a battle pass. I don't have to care about any of that because it's fun to get in a cyber suit and shoot dinosaurs with people that I don't even know. And it's probably the first game in a long time that's felt that way. It's actually structured to not necessarily antagonize you into want to keep playing it, which is, I feel like, what games do these days. So it's on Game Pass. This is not an ad for Exo Primal, but I want to celebrate the big companies these days that are still taking, you know, air quotes, risks on properties that aren't brands or sequels. So Exo Primal's right there. Officer's Wrath was there. It was, you know, it's faded to history now. Try to play it if you can. Maybe there's ways to emulate it. I don't know. video games.